This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Debbie Monterey, and the news is sponsored for you by St. Louis Aquarium at Union Station. An escaped elk from Grant's Farm has been euthanized.
I'm Beth Coughlin at Grant's Farm. This happened around 8 o'clock Monday night. Though no details about how the animal escaped, Grant's Farm is releasing a statement saying it did sustain a life-threatening injury, and after consultation with the vet, it was euthanized. The statement also says the perimeter of the deer park has been inspected to ensure it's secure. This morning, I am seeing white trucks on the inside of the fence slowly going around the perimeter of the park.
We now know the five commissioners chosen to join Mayor Kara Spencer in overseeing the St. Louis City Police Department.
The governor's nominees to sit on the Board of Police Commissioners include former St. Louis City Director of Personnel Sonia Jenkins-Gray and businessmen Brad Ortega, Eddie McVeigh, Don Brown, and Chris Saraceno. There is a void of policing experience on the board, with Governor Kehoe saying they will not dictate how the police do their jobs.
The chief is the chief. He and his command staff will run the city department. The board is not going to run crime fighting. The board is going to be there to support the governance of this, and the chief and his team have done a great job.
Kehoe says the board's primary objective is to take politics out of policing and to help the department recruit and retain officers. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
It's like using rotten apples to make a cobbler. That's what Jamala Rogers with the Organization for Black Struggle says about the new police board. No matter how much you sugar or cinnamon you use, that pie is still going to be messed up, she says. The OBS says it's not a citizen-led police board of commissioners when the community had no input on their appointment. In a statement, the group says the Republican-dominated state legislature continues to disrespect its citizens and the inclusive process of democracy, that the legislation is racially flawed and therefore the entire process tainted. An Iranian strike within the U.S., could it happen?
It could be one of those lone wolf type of attacks, or maybe just a couple of small group.
Security consultant and former St. Louis County Police Chief Tim Fitch tells KMOX he expects something to happen. However, he thinks it'd be targeted at the government, like a courthouse or military recruiting office.
Do I think that they're going to go after, you know, like something like locally, like Metrolink or something like that? No, probably not. Could they? Sure, they could, but it's unlikely. This is going to be more government, federal government targeted attacks.
Fitch is telling people to go out and live your life, but always have safety in the back of your mind.
I'm Maria Aquino with the latest reaction from some of Missouri and Illinois' congressional delegation following the retaliatory attack on U.S. airbase Al-Udeid in Qatar. Congresswoman Nikki Baczynski says that she's praying for all of our troops, not only in Qatar, but throughout the Middle East. Senator Dick Durbin said in part the Trump administration has removed dozens of senior officials with decades of national security experience.
There's a big change in stores at the St. Louis Galleria. KMOX's Michael Calhoun tells us Nordstrom is out, Dick's is in.
We got this news in two stages. First, about the Nordstrom, that it would close on August 24th. The company says they think customers will be fine going to the nearby Nordstrom Racks or to the Nordstrom at the West County Center or using their digital channels. The Nordstrom opened in 2011 at the Galleria. Then KMOX confirmed with the owner of the mall, Brookfield Properties, about the replacement. It'll be Dick's House of Sport, which is new to St. Louis. There are only a few of them across the country. It's really a move to experiential retail. So less, I need to get a baseball glove. More, I want to use the glove before I purchase it to make sure I like it. These places have turf fields and tracks, a giant rock climbing wall, golf simulator bays, a putting green, batting cages.
No word yet on when the Dick's House of Sport could open. St. Luke's Hospital in De Pere, meanwhile, telling its employees it will close come August 1st. KMOX health editor Fred Bottomer reports.
Officials with St. Luke's say they will discontinue all hospital services at the De Pere location only. But St. Luke's medical group practices located in the De Pere medical office buildings will remain open and continue to serve the community. It will also continue to provide care at St. Luke's Hospital in Chesterfield and its more than 30 outpatient centers, including its De Pere urgent care site. In a news release, St. Luke's officials say, despite the dedication and hard work of all their team members, the hospital has faced persistently low utilization and increasing financial pressures, and its operation as an acute care facility is no longer viable for St. Luke's. Fred Bottomer, KMOX News.
City River Project, which includes the Arch Grounds, the Riverfront, and Keener Plaza, brought in more than $500 million for the local economy last year. The finding, released in an independent study commissioned by the Gateway Arch Park Foundation, here's spokesman Ryan McClure.
We need that information to, one, see how we're doing, and as it is successful, show to the St. Louis region that it was worth it to invest in the City Arch River project and to continue investing in the arch.
The study was the first economic measurement made since the City River project was completed in 2018. The deadline for the City of St. Louis senior citizen property tax freeze credit has been extended to July 31st. The extension is due to the May 16th tornado. That program freezes the city's portion of property tax rates for eligible seniors.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.